And in the spring, this would all be wet. You can see the moss down there. You can sort of see where the water line would be.
Gabby Sokolsky is walking through the woods out behind a church. It's early October, and she's here to collect one of the last mosquito traps of the season.
We're looking up at the Atlantic white cedars, kind of moving around in the wind. It's nice. It's peaceful. It's cold. There are no mosquitoes.
It's moments like this that are Gabby's favorite part of the job. But the last few months have been unusually stressful. Gabby's the entomologist for Cape Cod Mosquito Control Project. This past summer, a typical week looked like this. Monday, set the traps. Tuesday, collect mosquitoes, sort by species, and ship them off to Boston for testing. Wednesday, wait for the results. Thursday, Gabby's practically holding her breath.
Maybe we'll get the call, maybe we won't get the call. They usually call in the morning, so by noon you're like, maybe they're not going to call this week.
That call Gabby's talking about, it's from the Department of Public Health. If the phone doesn't ring, Gabby can breathe a sigh of relief. If it does, bad news. The mosquito she sent tested positive for triple E.
This year we had a lot of weeks where we got those phone calls that we had positive mosquitoes.
15 to be exact. That means 15 positive samples. A record high for Cape Cod. To put it in perspective, in the previous 25 years, the Capes only had 4 positive samples, total.
So even though we're not finding a lot.
Walking through the swamp together in October, Gabby is cautiously optimistic that she won't find many signs of mosquitoes. Because not only is it cold, but her crew has just been through here. Gabby oversees a staff of more than 20. Part of their work involves treating stagnant water in hidden pockets like this throughout the Cape. Places where mosquitoes breed. We stop at a pool of dark water, and she scoops some out.
You never know what you'll find in the water. There are all sorts of little creatures that depend on these habitats.
Do you see anything in there?
Nope, which is good.
Gabby's love for biology started early. Her mom ran an animal rehab center out of their house. Her dad was a hay broker and sold feed to the zoo and the circus. Gabby found her own calling when she took a summer job at Cape Cod National Seashore. She was doing plover conservation work, but it was the pesky greenhead flies that really got her attention.
I'm at the beach, got the binoculars out. You got to stand still. You got to be quiet. You're watching the birds. And in the meantime, these flies are coming to you. They're big, hardy flies. So you hit them and then they stand back up and come back and try to bite you again. Yeah, it was that summer that I was like, I'm not interested in birds, but if I could just do something to get rid of these flies, it'd be fabulous.
Gabby realized she had a future in insect control. She went on to study greenhead fly behavior in grad school, which led her to Cape Cod Mosquito Control Project, where they also focus on greenhead control. This is her 26th year as the project's entomologist, but now it's the mosquitoes that are the more pressing issue. We get to the trap, which looks like a bucket hanging from a tree. It's specifically designed to capture mammal-biting mosquitoes, the kinds that transmit triple E. Gabby opens it.
That's the fan.
She looks surprised. There are about 20 mosquitoes in there.
It was a really cold night last night. Usually once it gets into the 50s, they're not very active. So yeah, this is definitely more mosquitoes than I expected to find.
I ask Gabby if this means next year will be another big one for mosquitoes. She says it depends on the weather.
Every year is different. That's what makes this job so exciting, though. Over 26 years, I still find it fascinating because you can't predict it. You have to be open to change and able to react to what's happening.
Gabby and her crew collected around 60,000 mosquitoes this summer. This batch will be some of the last to be tested. She'll ship them off to Boston, and on Thursday, she'll hold her breath, hoping she doesn't get the call. For WCAI's Ways of Life, I'm Laurelyn Cruz in Dennis.